18 and 92.
Yes, ma'am.
Hope you don't mind that dog.
No, I don't mind it at all. Can I take my coat from it?
Yeah. Oh, you want to turn this down?
No, I'm okay. I just want to take this off where I can move better.
All right.
These coats. That way I can. And, they say you were born here.
I was born in Soda County. Of course, I was born west of Hernando.
Yes, ma'am. Near the river?
Oh, no, west. I was born at a place called Eudora on Dogged Lane. And then we moved on about 7 miles west of Hernando and lived there till 1913. And then we moved, my dad bought a place right up the road here. It was an old colonial home. And we lived there, that's 1919, I believe. In 1916, this is my husband's home. And this is where he lived. And we coated in a horse and buggy.
Uh-huh.
And he came to see me one night. Well, he sent a nigger up there and said he couldn't come because it rained. And he had a new buggy and didn't want to get it wet. Buddy. So the next night he came, and my brothers got that buggy and put it on the front porch. So when he walked out to go home, his buggy was on the front porch. And he had a horse named Closer. And we'd be riding along. He said, "Get up, Closer! Get up, Closer!" You know, we wasn't allowed to touch each other.
Really?
Mm-mm, no. I did kiss him, though, before we married.
That was parking back in those days.
That was parking. Yeah. And we had parlor dates, you know, and didn't go anywhere.
What was a parlor date?
What?
A parlor date was you just...
We just stayed at home, you know. We had a parlor. We didn't call them living rooms or dens or anything like that, but they were parlors. Well, this was my husband's family's party. Parlor, this was. This was their parlor. It's where we attended and entertained everybody, you know.
It is a beautiful room. It surely is. Now, you said your father came from Georgia, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Did he come here to farm?
His family came here. I think they came in a wagon. And I don't know what year that was, but...
Yeah. He was just young?
Yeah, oh yeah. I think he's about 10 years old. His father was killed in the army, in the war, you know, the Civil War. And he went to church up here, this little church. This little church is 100 years old this year.
I saw the Ebenezer church.
Yeah.
I just drove
That's
by.
My church. I've been a member there 62 years. And that's where Mother and Daddy met. They had been to a dance. They rode horses and that night, so he stayed somewhere, or she stayed somewhere, and then they came to church the next day. They had dances, you know.
They did?
Yeah.
What did they call them, dances?
They waltzed and two-stepped. I don't know what kind of music they had, fiddle, I read.
What sort of things like that would they have? I mean, would the dances be for some, or
just be everybody meet together. That was their social outing. See, they didn't have balls or footballs or didn't have clubs or anything that time of day.
Yes, ma'am.
No, because that's been 90 years ago.
Yeah. I heard folks say they walked 20 miles on Sunday, on a Saturday to get to one of those things.
Well, now we lived at, I reckon I was about 3 or 4 years old when we moved out to Old Grove, we called it. And we went to school. There were 7 of us. And lots of times it would be so bad that we drove a horse and we had a carriage with a fringe on it, and we called that the hoodlum wagon. And that's what we went to school in. And drove this old horse, and we'd turn him loose, and when time came to go home, he'd come.